Welcome back to ACC Football Kickoff. We are in Charlotte at the Westin Hotel, and we have two guests here. Gary Stokin, you know. We'll talk to him about football in a second. And Garth Knudsen is the Chief Marketing Officer of Aflac. I think maybe you could hear it. That was the Aflac duck. It said Aflac, but very low. Are Deion Sanders and Nick Saban anywhere around here?
They are not here today.
Oh, man.
But I can confirm they will be back with another Aflac campaign this year.
What about so super the excited what about the marching band?
The marching band is not back this year now.
Oh, no.
But the Aflac duck will certainly be there with those two.
He's everywhere.
He is
the Aflac, like,
literally,
right here.
He's in this room.
All right, before I talk football with Gary, and I'm not saying that you don't know football.
I don't know football like Gary knows football.
Nobody does.
But I know about the expenses health insurance doesn't cover. And that Aflac
can help
with
football.
That. Yeah.
So why did Aflac want to get involved? I mean, you guys have been present in sponsorship of college football probably for 15 years, it seems.
At least, probably closer to two decades with the Aflac trivia.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody knows the Aflac.
I always get those trivia questions,
and, you know,
right?
We know that, you know, Americans love college football. What's more American than college football? And our target audience also indexes high as college football fans. So that's strategically why we're in the game.
Right.
And, you know, the kickoff game now, the Aflac kickoff game is the biggest, you know, way to kick off the season this year. And that's when our new campaign will launch. But it goes deeper than that. You know, the Peach Bowl Inc. is the most charitable bowl organization in college football. And it's the best bowl.
It's the best bowl.
And, you know, they have a $20 million commitment to the Aflac Cancer and Blood Disorder Center, you know, founded by, you know, Aflac.
I thought you were personally taking credit for it for a second.
Definitely.
He pointed to himself.
That would be our chairman, Dan Amos, and his wife, Kathleen. But, you know, we over the years have now given $168 million. So two like-minded organizations with a commitment to, you know, helping and supporting families dealing with cancer. It just makes a lot of sense.
All right. I'm going to come back to you in a second. Let's talk about the game. You've got it's an ACC game. It's Georgia Tech.
You're
and
handling that duck pretty good.
I like the duck. And these ducks, which would last 2 seconds in my house with two dogs, because they like ducks. So talk to me about this is a conference game that's going
to
start.
It's a great way
to
start the season Friday night.
And a local team.
Unopposed TV on Friday night, prime time, number one. Conference game, number two.
Two new coaches.
Be a sold-out atmosphere. And to have a new partner like Aflac kickoff game.
Oh, gosh.
He's good.
It's just a great way to start
the
season.
He knows radio.
Great way to start the season. So we're very blessed. As Garth mentioned, you know, we kicked off college football last year at the New York Stock Exchange.
Yep.
Starting a new tradition, ringing the bell. We're going to do the same this year in Mercedes-Benz Stadium virtually. Ring the opening bell. But I met Virgil Miller, the president of U.S. for Aflac last year. And as Michael Jordan has said, you only miss the shots you don't take, right? So I took a shot with Virgil and said, hey, you know, you've given $168 million to start the Aflac Cancer and Blood Disorder Center in Atlanta, Children's Healthcare. We've given $20 million. We're the number one most charitable organization in the country. We now have 12 trials with 37 kids in them at the Aflac Cancer and Blood Disorder Center, from neuroblastoma to leukemia. Wow. And we're trying to find cures that will one day eradicate childhood cancer. That's our mission. And so to be a part of this with Kickoff for a Cause is just a wonderful way to start the season.
We have Garth Knudsen, who is the Chief Marketing Officer of Aflac, and Gary Stokin from the Peach Bowl. Peach Bowl Inc. I mean, can I mention Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Sure.
Chick-fil-A to do that. Peach Chicken Bowl. Sandwiches everywhere. So can we expect more trivia? Can we expect events surrounding Aflac as we get closer to this game, the Friday of Labor Day weekend?
Absolutely. You know, we will have in-game trivia. We'll have, like I said, our new TV campaign debuting that evening. We'll have events at the Fan Fest outside for those who are there in person. But, you know, really, we see this as a national event, even though it does take place in our backyard. You know, the biggest games of the year happen here. Just such a great way to get out the message of our commitment to cancer with the Cancer and Blood Disorder Center and our, you know, cancer products, which we've been offering since the 50s.
Any new I guess, stars in these commercials that you can hint? Is it just
You'll just have to wait.
Oh, we're going to have to wait.
ESPN, right. September 1st, 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
What a tease, huh?
That was fantastic. All right, we heard a lot of stuff about expanded college football playoff, Gary. And you and I have talked about the bowl system now as it fits into the college football ecosystem for a long time. So where are you in this? You know, we're still a year away from an expanded college football playoff and how the Peach Bowl fits into that and what it means for the entire bowl system.
Well, Adam, so we'll start the season in the AFLAC kickoff game with Georgia versus Clemson. Two top 10 teams to start the season. Then we'll host the first quarterfinal game of the CFP playoff. And then at the end of the year, we'll host the national championship game. So
are you confident that Clemson 24. And Georgia are going to be top 10 teams next
Almost
year?
Almost definitely. Yeah.
Of course they are.
And then in 25, we'll host in the AFLAC kickoff game. I get a royalty.
Do you have to personally pay him for that?
Yeah. So
I'm giving him a nickel. Each
So I'm up to about $1 now.
Nice.
With having two games in 2025 with Virginia Tech versus South Carolina and Tennessee versus Syracuse, then we'll end the season with the semifinal. This year we had the semifinal, 24.5 million viewers in the top 20 all time of cable TV broadcasts in the history of TV. So these games, these kickoff games, our bowl games have been viewed by tremendous amounts of people. The two games last year, Clemson against Georgia Tech and Georgia against Oregon, were in the top 20 broadcasts through week 10 of college football. The beginning of college football, people are starved to watch it on TV. They're starved to go see it. And we've been the benefactor by having these great AFLAC kickoff games.
Do you have a pick for the game?
He just wants triple Garth. Overtime.
I would like a triple overtime. That's exactly right.
Why do you want triple overtime?
And millions of viewers.
More viewers.
More viewers.
I thought maybe like the Ducks come out and they run the 2-point conversion play.
Ooh, I like that.
Well, we will have an app.
We used to have the Bud Bowl, right? Well, where the beer bottles come out and play.
We've gone from cows to ducks, from Chick-fil-A to now goats with primetime and Nick Saban as
very,
well.
Very, and who knows?
Will have an AFLAC
of course
duck call during the game.
Of course,
we will be given.
I want
away.
You to do it.
I will.
I want
it.
You to do the duck
call.
Tens
nickel.
Of thousands of other fans.
Anything about nickel, I'm in.
The commissioner talked about Gary Stokin from the Peach Bowl and Garth Knudsen from AFLAC, the chief marketing officer. What did you make of some of the commissioner's comments about what the state of college football is in with the portal and NIL and I'm a progressive, I mean, to the nth degree in college football.
Right.
I think as much as we try to stay married to the past, it separates us from the reality of the future. So what are your thoughts about where we're going and what it's going to look like when we get there?
Well, that's a great way to put it. I mean, I don't think there's been a time since Teddy Roosevelt started the NCAA in the 30s that college sports, let alone college football, has been in a more interesting time. We have to get this right. We're the second most favorite sport in this country behind the NFL. And so to get the NIL, I know I've talked to Tommy Tuberville a lot. He and Joe Manchin are trying to do a bipartisan bill.
That's another one. We already have two of them.
Federal legislation.
Yeah.
I think we'll get something done in NIL to keep it from being pay for play. I think we've got to go back to why we're in intercollegiate athletics. To give a kid a scholarship, number one, is great. To get him a degree is what we should be about. And all these collectives and these donor monies that are going now to pay 17 and 18-year-olds pay for play to come to school, they should be there for the 98% of the kids that aren't going to play pro football to give them a job afterwards. That's where we've got to get to. Back to intercollegiate athletics. Getting a kid a degree and then getting them a job afterwards.
All right. My counter to that is, but that isn't the reality. That pay for play, whether legal or not, has been there since we've had recruiting.
And that's why the NIL is important. If we can get the NIL regulated with guardrails throughout federal legislation, so every state doesn't have different rules, we can get pay for play out of the picture.
What about no rules?
Then all of a sudden the collectives now can focus on being a part of that answer after kids get their degree to give kids jobs afterwards.
All right. Well, not to belabor this, and I don't want to monopolize your whole day, but the sport is professional sports. Unfortunately, college football it has become a billion-dollar industry.
Big business.
It's professional sports, and they're treating it, the administrators are treating it like professional sports. I mean, to me, it's kind of foolish to think that the product, which is the players, wouldn't also be, like, I think we're headed towards unionization. I mean, I think players will be declared employees.
I don't think so. I don't think we get there. I think.
Well, the courts are going to decide that.
I think the kids should get NIL money. Mm-hmm. They should be able to monetize their name, image, and likeness. I think right now the kids are getting Alston money. They're getting Pell Grant money.
Right.
They're getting cost of scholarship money. I mean, kids on average are probably with some NIL money. Probably about $40,000 a year. That's not bad right now.
No, right? For most of the kids, that's good.
Right.
Right
now.
But not for the
kids.
Not for the guys
that superstars.
Sell. Yeah.
They should get NIL money relative to their ability to monetize their name, image, and likeness. I think everybody agrees on that. I don't think we want to move to unionization or employees, because then you're dealing with contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're dealing with firing kids.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're dealing with all kind of unionization problems that you deal with. I think we need to stay with an intercollegiate model, but get NIL regulated, get the transfer portal handled, get the signing date handled. If we can get those three things done, now we've got a better sport. And I think that's what everybody wants in the end.
That's Gary Stokin from the Peach Bowl. You and I could not be on more opposite sides of this issue. We'll talk about it more. Now you can go back to the boardroom at Aflac with the Ducks. Still can't make it audible for people. And you could have that conversation in the boardroom. Like, you should have seen Gold and Stokin go at it over, and we were pretty tame, how to compensate athletes. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And congratulations for the association.
Appreciate that.
Now, do you have a trivia question for me? You don't have a trivia question. I get it.
I got a Pac-12 trivia question.
Give me a Pac-12 trivia question.
Who won the 2002 Apple Cup?
The 2002 Apple Cup was won by Washington State.
Wrong.
I was at 50-50 try.
Yeah.
At least I got the two teams. I knew.
Hey, at least
I knew
who plays in the Apple Cup.
I knew who plays in the Apple Cup.
He surprised me with that.
I'll tell Coach Neuheisel, who's around here somewhere, that you got that
wrong. Oh, is he here?
I think he's here.
Oh, we got to talk to. We got to. Does he have his guitar?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll if he had his guitar, he could come play a song, and we could.
He played his guitar two years ago at our Peach Bowl Challenge golf tournament.
He's a good guitarist.
He and Dave Doran. Dave Doran is a very good guitarist.
Got to talk to. That's right. I do know that about him.
So is Gary Patterson.
Look at everybody's playing. Oh, now I want to play the guitar. Do you play the guitar?
I don't play the guitar.
That's okay. Gary Stokin and Garth Knudsen from Apple.
Where is this going?
I don't know. It's going to a commercial break. We'll be right back here at ACC Football Kickoff.
Thanks, Adam.
Expo presented by Hollywood Beat.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy, and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.